Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I'm blessing you in the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here, too. Jeffrey is our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. The 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year, that was a national award the SBA gave him. And he's one of the guys who helps us understand micropreneuring, working from home, whether you're an employee or whether you're an owner, like he is, and like I have been, actually both of those. And he's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. And in fact, folks, let me remind you, his books are Home Office Know-How, Safe at Home, and Teleworking and Telecommuting. All three of them right there, folks. And you can find them at your website, right, Jeff?
At my website.
Which is?
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Work with me, Jeff. You got to pick up the pace a little bit. We're going to the bonus round.
Going
to the bonus round here. I was talking to the audience about teleworking a minute ago, and this to me is one of the most interesting things that's going on in the world of human resources in the 21st century, and it's really on steroids, I think, now, because I work with one company, one huge company, Jeff. And I don't think if I talk to 10 people in over a couple of months' time with that company, maybe one of them will be in a regular corporate office. All the rest of them, including some senior people, will be at home in a home office.
Right. Right.
These are employees of this big company, and yet they mostly work from home. And they're happy little clams, and they're getting stuff done.
Absolutely.
And it's all because of technology.
It's all because of technology and mindset, because you have two things that are working here. You have technology that enables people to work from home, but in many ways, when you didn't have technology, you still could have done some of the work from home. You know, when you had a phone, you could make calls and things like that and whatever, but the point is people did not embrace it. Now we have, managers, coworkers, employers out there who say, you know what, I can let Jim or I can let Jeff or I can let Sue work from home. They'll be productive. They'll be happy. Like you say, they're happy little clams, which translate to more than just being trite, just that they're happy.
Right.
They're satisfied. They're satisfied employees, and that's reflected in their work. It's reflected in their performance, in their productivity, in their relationships with their coworkers and their managers, the relationships with the customers that they work with. And, telework, while there's still some organizations that don't embrace it, and there's still some positions that really aren't designed for full-time telework, it is coming along and has made a lot of changes, and people are truly embracing it now. So it's changing the American and global workforce.
Well, and the managers, you talked about the mindset. The mindset really has to be more in the manager than anything else, because a manager has to understand, has to get comfortable with the fact that he or she has people who are working for them, doing projects for them, taking tasks from them, but yet they're not under their nose.
Right.
And you've got to, and that takes a little bit of a, it takes a little bit of a getting adjust, of adjustment, a little bit of getting used to for some managers, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Many truly believe there's a couple forces there. Many managers believe that their job in life is designed to manage people under their purview. And purview is a physical thing that they need to see in order to be managed. So they need to realize that out of sight doesn't meet out of mind. That if Jeff, Jim, or Sue are working from home and they're being productive, then it's okay. And the mantra that I've heard in the past, it's about output, not hours put. So it doesn't mean that Jeff, Jim, or Sue are sitting at home toiling for 10 hours a day. It means that at the end of the day, their work is coming in, their productivity is being accounted for, their tasks are getting done.
Well, and when you got communities where there's heavy traffic, and the people are driving to work, or they're on the train to work, or whatever, and they wind up spending an hour and a half to 2 hours a day just getting back and forth, that impacts the quality of life for them.
And more and more people
have small children. They have older parents to take care of. And teleworking fits really nicely in those scenarios, doesn't it?
Well, it fits into those scenarios. And the other thing is, and a little secret here for those managers who are still the sort of reluctant manager, you let your teleworkers work from home, or you let your employees telework or work from home, and they become more satisfied employees.
Yeah.
They're thankful. They're more productive. That, you know, 2 hours that they might have spent, you know, showering, getting dressed, and then logging through the commute to work is typically spent, you know, getting a little bit more work done in the morning.
And not getting agitated. But, here's the other thing. There's a whole other aspect to this thing, Jeff, and that is talent, the availability of talent.
Right.
You may, in this day and time, the best person for the job might not be in where you are. They may be across the country.
Right.
And if they don't have to be under your nose, don't miss that opportunity. What if a really good employee that you can't, a key employee you need, their spouse moves to another city and they have to go there, or a family member gets sick, or they have some issue that comes up, whatever it may be. Maybe they want to go back to school. Could be a lot of different things. Teleworking keeps you from losing those people.
Well, and that's exactly right, that now you're able to attract from a global pool, whether it's current employees that need to move or it's prospective employees that happen to be based anywhere.
Right.
I mean, with voice over internet and with the internet itself, and with sort of global networking, as it were, where, you know, my desktop can look like Bob's desktop in New York City or, mm-hmm. Juan's desktop in Puerto Rico or whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter where you are. The technology enables sort of a unified front for this company, and the cost is not anything significant because we see the price is dropping for all this technology also. So,
yeah.
You have to think of that. You want to be a 21st century workforce and an employer and an employer of choice. You have to think about that because employees are going to start demanding that you make it all available.
You know what else is going on? Teleworkers help you hold down your facility costs.
Right.
I am at the point where I'm about to run out of room.
Right.
In my offices. But I love where I am.
Right.
So if I hire another person, I might hire that person and tell them to stay home.
Right.
Because I don't want to buy another building. I don't want to add on to this one.
You're
stand
hired.
By, Jeff.
No, don't come to the office.
Stand by. Quick break. 20 after the hour. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're talking about teleworking. More of this after these messages. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Christy McVie, ladies and gentlemen, with Fleetwood Max, bringing us back. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Jeffrey Zabar, Z-B-A-R, by the way, is the way you spell his last name. If you're Googling him, he's our guest this half hour. By the way, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find all the things that we do here. The show, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, the newsletter, the blog, which we update every weekday. Lots and lots and lots of stuff to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And it's free. All you got to do is show up. We'll let you come in and hang out with us. And then, of course, our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, the world's only knowledge base for small business, where you get small business answers now. Hope you'll check that out, AskJim.biz. And it's free, too. Just show up and ask your question. We'll give you some answers. Jeffrey Zabar has deposited his wisdom on both of those sites to a great degree, and we appreciate that very much. Jeffrey, we're talking about teleworking. And, there's another interesting aspect to teleworking that you and I have never talked about before, but I've seen for a long, long time, for really many decades in some examples, and that is where the owner is a teleworker.
Right.
Have you seen this? Where
Absolutely.
Where they've got the person has an office, he or she's got who knows hundreds or two or hundreds or either from 2 to 200 employees, I got a regular business office downtown, et cetera, and they never go there. They stay home and they work back and forth in the old days by fax and telephone,
right,
courier.
Right. And now they, because that same technology that enables all their minions, all their employees to work from anywhere, they can work from anywhere.
Instant messaging is just incredible. I mean,
well, I think the BlackBerry has truly, and you know, the email anywhere concept, not
right,
just BlackBerry,
right.
There's plenty of vendors, but that has truly changed the landscape. Even for me as a home-based entrepreneur, I'll forward my calls to my handheld, and I have my email in my little BlackBerry Pearl, and I go out, and I just know I ain't missing anything. And to me, that's critical. It's critical
right.
to be connected. And for an employer, for a boss, I've interviewed people who have been at their vacation homes. I've interviewed people who've been out on Long Island. I've interviewed people from the mountains, or when they've been in the mountains, you know, on vacation, or again at their home.
Every time I've ever gone to Europe, somebody has tracked me down in Europe for an interview.
Right, right.
It's amazing what you can do with the technology. But you know, one of the things to think about is, you know, in my office here, we don't have a lot of people in a lot of offices. But we could literally, you know, take a few steps and see anybody, but yet we often will go a whole morning and not see each other's face because we'll IM back and forth.
Right.
Or and we have intercom, but many times we'll use the IM instead of the intercom.
Right.
And so if you think about it, folks, how often do you do that in your office? How often do you work with people under your roof, but maybe you go a whole day, maybe all day from morning to night, you don't even see these people. Well, if they had the same capability in their home, and they didn't need to be, you know, attending meetings or whatever, they couldn't be done, you know, electronically, then what difference does it make?
Well, and it gets back to our conversation of a few moments ago where we're discussing, you know, out of sight, out of mind, or hours put versus output. You know, if you let Jim work from home and he's got a task on his list that must be accomplished today, say he's got a project he's working on and he's got milestones to reach, then does it really matter that he's not in front of you? In fact, it may be better that he's nowhere near you in the office, in the cooler, in the basketball pool, and, you know, all the chatter that goes on that's distracting and disruptive to workflow, where he's actually able to stay focused. Talk to teleworkers. Look at the research. See how much more productive they know they are because they are not amid the, you know, okay, it's camaraderie in the office, but sometimes it's not conducive to productivity. And I think that it's really important that people keep that in mind. And the boss man who wants to work from home, or the boss woman who wants to go to her vacation home, or, you know, or they rarely come into the office, you know, I guarantee that they're getting things done. I guarantee that they have an admin back there watching things for them, that they have managers who report to them, that they're on IM, that they're on email, that they're tracking workflow, that they can see what's going on. You know, just because you're not there doesn't mean that you're any less, and I would say, in fact, you're quite the opposite. You're much more productive because you're not in that corporate workplace. If it's from, again, the distraction inside or the commute to and from at the beginning and end of the day, that you're able to get just a little bit more work done than you would if you had to go into the office.
Well, you know, another thing, another aspect of this is to grow into it.
Right.
Is to let people be a teleworker one day a week. You know, what if that were like a little recognition that you gave people?
Right.
You know, if you became the employee of the month or however you wanted to do it.
Right.
That person got to one day a week. They got to do teleworking. They got to stay home with their laptop. And by the way, that's another thing. You know, we quit buying desktops a long time ago. We buy laptops.
Right.
And when we work in the office, we have a docking station. Yeah, a docking station.
Right.
That's what I use. I use a laptop. My computer is a laptop with a docking station. And it drives a big screen when I'm in the office.
Right.
I love that setup.
Absolutely.
I'd recommend that for everybody. But do it part time. One day a week, 2 days a week. I bet you'd be amazed at how morale will grow if it fits.
I've in writing and speaking on telework, it's in as much as if you want to become an entrepreneur, you don't quit your day job Friday and go out and hang your shingle on Monday. You know, for telework, you don't launch it first thing. You work into it. You pilot it. You test it.
Well,
you make sure that everybody's on the same page, because that's the only way it's going to work.
Jeff, give us that website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thanks, Jeff. And you got big doings coming up this summer. Next time you join us, I want to hear more about it.
Absolutely. Lots of
Big
good stuff coming up.
Thanks, Jeff. See you next time.
Always great. Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.